yesterday. He was in the area. So I'm glad, just neat to see a little bit of the history. You know, if you want to tell us a little bit about your time here, it was from, like, I think the year I was born, he started pastoring here. So that's kind of a neat connection here. And neat to see what the Lord has done through the years and through the ministries and the folks that God's brought in since then. And so anyway, Brother Tom, if you'll come, share the ministry, share God's word with us. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, sir.
So it was a good time, a good time of learning for me and for the church. I think we get it going in the right direction. So praise the Lord for that. And you know, there's other churches I've pastored. I've been in ministry about close to 50 years now. There's a church that I pastored that this one here is really, I'm really pleased, very pleased with how it's it has grown and matured and stayed true to the Word of God. Very, very important there. So let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your wonderful grace. Father, we thank you for your word that you've given to us that tells us about you, the plan you have for us. And help us, Father, that we would get your word out among the people around the world, Father, that we'd be a living epistles ourselves, but also getting the written word. Father, you said you made it. It's quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Help us to do our part to get your word out, Lord. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a little bit, since I pastored it, I pastored in Whitewater, Kansas, just north of Wichita. Then I went to Alaska, and I pastored 10 years up in Alaska. And we bought some land and built a house there as I was pastoring the church. Now, I didn't tell you when I was pastoring here, okay? I'm going to tell now. I got a confession to make, okay? I was having real big medical problems. I wasn't telling anybody. I was having seizures. And so, like I say, I didn't tell nobody that I was having them. But then they got worse. I thought, well, maybe if I went to it didn't get better. It got worse. I went to Alaska. It got worse. And so finally they said they put me on so much medicine to stop the seizures that I was sleeping just about all day and all night and stuff. I said I can't do it. So I resigned the church there, but I still wanted to serve the Lord. I couldn't as a pastor, so I still wanted to serve the Lord, and so I've still been serving Him. In Psalms, it says that there will bring forth fruit in old age. Now, I turned 74 this year, and that's my marching order. Still bring forth fruit in old age. As I continue serving God and getting God's Word. Now, as pastor, I would preach the Word. I would stand firm on the Word of God, because remember what it says, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by what? The Word of God. It's very important that we get God's Word out around the world. Jesus said, you're my disciples if you continue in my Word, right? We're to continue in the Word of God. Continue. Now, when missionaries, we support missionaries here at the church, when they go over and to other countries, but they don't have the Word of God, do the missionaries just to say, well, just do what I say, and that's good enough. You know, don't worry about that. We want to give the Word of God so they can preach the Word of God, and then they can have it. Now, this Bible here, I can buy it for $8. Now, I went to a Bible college, and they had a leather cover on it. They were selling this exact Bible for $300. It had a leather cover. It was a water buffalo cover that it was, but $300. I can buy this same Bible for $8. How many of you ever went out to eat and bought a hamburger and spent more than $8? Huh? Yeah. Okay. for $8, we can. These are study Bibles, as you see. They've got the margins, and other ones have stuff. It's like I've got a load in that trailer out there. We're taking up there. We buy them without the cover on. So then we're putting a vinyl cover, just like this here. We're putting a vinyl cover on. We're giving them to pastors in third world countries, in Africa. The pastor makes about $20 a month. So they can't afford Bible college there. The ones we're given is going to a missionary called Mark Holmes. How many have ever heard of Adonai Judson? Have you ever heard of him? He was a great missionary almost 200 years ago. He went to Burma. Now, if you had an opportunity to help Adonai Judson out 200 years ago, you'd say that would be a worthwhile cause, wouldn't it be? We've got missionaries on the field today that are on the same caliber as Adonai Judson. The ones we're sending this to, he went to the mission field in Nigeria 15 years ago. Now, look back in your own life. 15 years ago, your life changed much? America's changed a lot, but 15 years ago, he went to Nigeria. He went there and worked with another pastor, another missionary, and then he went and started a church. When he started the church, he would go out winning souls, explaining the way of salvation, and then he would get them together. They started the church. The church today runs 250 people there in Nigeria. It's a third world country. They have over I think 700 different languages in their tribal languages in there. So the missionaries that went there a long time ago, they brought English, and the British, they brought English there. So the trade language is English. So we've been sending them English Bibles. Now, the 15 years ago he went there, he started a church. He also was winning so many people to the Lord, he started a Bible college. So then that when he would win them, he would train them. That's what he says we're to do, to make disciples. Didn't say we're supposed to go. A lot of times today, people will say, well, I get the vision, I'll help them over in the mission field. We'll go build them a church. Jesus didn't say to go and build churches. He said, go and make disciples. They're making disciples out of it. So he's got this college, is training to make disciples, and they've started 37 other churches there in that area. And they're needing the Word of God. Now, I bought these for $8. I've got a load of them in the tray. I'm taking them up to Missouri to the church that's going to put these are without cover, so they'll put a cover on them. They're high-quality Bibles. They're going to put a cover on them, but they're also going to trade me dollar for dollar for what I give them. They're going to give me John and Romans, and I'm going to load my unload the Bibles, then load the Bibles up with John and Romans that are just in the signature form, and we'll take them back to Texas and to other places, and we'll put them together, John and Romans, and staple them, and cut them, and box them up, and ship them to the mission field. It's almost like a win-win. I don't know. I'm in the age that before computers were invented. And I don't know how to do it, but they tell me there's a way that somebody can just go and do it, you know, online. You can just go. I would like to find somebody that know how to do it, but then where they could do it like once a month, $8 by, if I got 40 people sign up to say it, I'll give you the $8 once a month, this price of a hamburger, to it will not just bless that pastor, but that pastor will be able to bless the whole congregation from having the Word of God and preaching from the Word of God. So, like I say, I haven't found anybody that could help me do that yet, but hopefully, because if we did it, the Bible tells about, says that, you know, God has blessed America. You ever heard that statement? God has blessed America. Has He not? He's blessed. And with the blessing, the Lord says, to whom much is given, much is, what's the word? What's that?
Required.
Required, yeah. To whom much is given, much is required. God has blessed us as a nation. And I think one of the reasons He has blessed America, because we have been a lighthouse to the world in the past. We have been a lighthouse to the world. We sent missionaries all around the world. And today, you want to hear the bad news? More missionaries are coming home than are going out from America. And then, too, they did just do short-term. So when they go out for 2 weeks or a year, then they come back. So that's counted in there, too. But more missionaries are coming home than are going. Guess what? When we send God's Word over there, we don't say, okay, we'll send it over for 2 weeks and then send it back. No. We'll send it over for a year, for a short term. And then how long do we send it over there for? Yeah, for good. So they can take it and hide God's Word in their heart. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against Thee. It's very important as we take God's Word and give it to. And I believe that in the past, we, you know, the missionaries would have like their mission compounds. And now the thought is, boy, train the national people and let them, you know, that's why we got to have the Bible. So they train them in the right way, the right doctrines, the right progression of faith. And then as they learn it, then they can give it out. And just like, you know, the Apostle Paul, he preached there and gave out the Word of God. God has given us this precious book, the Word of God, and we need to you know, cherish it ourselves in America, but I think we need to be faithful in giving it out to others around the world. That's a job that they, because if they preach, if faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, God makes great promises concerning His Word, like His Word will not return void. You ever heard that verse before? It's true today. It's true today. God's Word will not return void. So as we send the missionaries and give it to them, so they can disciple people and give them God's Word. It's very important as they go out. They tell me statistics to send a missionary to the mission field. It usually takes two to four years of mission deputation, and it usually takes about. This is what they're saying. It usually takes $100,000 to send a missionary over time. They go to college and raise deputation, travel all over the nation, and $100,000. Guess what? We can send God's Word over there for $8 for the purchase of it, and then the transportation of it, getting it over there. It's a very good opportunity to get God's word out. Now, Jim Elliott, some of you know my daughter. My daughter used to work, used to take care of Elizabeth Elliott when she got older and couldn't. She had dementia. She's a paramedic, and she used to take care of Elizabeth Elliott. But Jim Elliott, the one that was martyred in Ecuador, he said a statement that he is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Very, very important. He is no fool who gives up what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. Now, Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, we're to lay up our treasures in the First National Bank of, he said, lay up our treasures. He told us there's a place to lay up our treasures that is very important. Where did he say to lay up our treasures at? What? Heaven? Oh, that's right. He said, lay up our treasures. How do we lay up our treasures in heaven? Could I make a suggestion? Investing in God. God's word is eternal. Been armies marched against it. They've been religious people that try to stomp it out. Guess what? It's still here. It's still going forth because God given his promise. And we can lay up our treasures in heaven by investing in the word of God, getting God's word out around the world. What a good way to invest in lay up our treasures in heaven, is it not? So I just encourage you to be praying for these. I know as I work, I work hours and hours of a day just putting the John and Romans together and putting the covers on them and stapling them and cutting them. And as I work on them, I just pray, God, whoever these paths cross, I pray that the eyes of their understanding, which it says in Ephesians, the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, Father, that you would just enlighten them so that when they read the John and the Romans, that they will be able to understand the things that you have for them. And it's very, very important as we think of that God's word is very important. I think it's one of the most important things because it's eternal. Forever, O Lord, thy word is established. Peter talks about, you know, the life is like, you know, the grass that appears for a short time. No, that's the vapor. The grass that is God's word is eternal. His word won't return void. And very, very important as we think of that his word is a very important thing in our life today. In our life, that's why we're to read it, to be wise, to study it, practice it, to be holy. God's word is very important to us as we think of these things. So we're getting God's word to people around the world. Now, I've on YouTube, I have listened to them quote John 3:16 in the Indonesian language. That's the Indonesia, the Papua New Guinea, and them islands over there. One of the most populated areas of the world over there. And I've listened to missionaries quote John 3:16. And I was shocked. I was shocked. I was shocked when they quoted John 3:16. You know why? I'll tell you why. When they said, for God so loved the world, the word they use in their Bible there is Allah. Allah so loved the world in their language. out of what? Well, I'm working with a missionary now that is translating it, the Word of God, they'll be similar to the King James, into their language that will use the word Jehovah and explain, you know, who God is. And not, because when they use the word Allah, that's the word for God. Well, we know that's not the same God that wrote this book. And so we're making a translation. They're working on it now. Hopefully this year it'll be finished, and I'll go or take it up there. And then the church that the fellow that's doing it, he was a missionary over there. Now his son is pastoring a church in Oklahoma City, and the printer said they'll print it for us, and we'll take it back to him and put it together right there at their church, and ship it out. It's very exciting what God is doing of getting His word out. We sent some over to Cambodia 20 years ago. And 20 years ago, one of the persons got the John and Romans, and they put their faith. They found out that Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me." He put his faith in Christ. He was up in the mountains in Cambodia, and he would share that message, and they started a group of believers there in Cambodia. That was 20 years ago. We found out just recently. All they had was the John and Romans we gave them 20 years ago. So, guess what? We're going to try to get more out into them. A little bit of my testimony. After I left here, I went to Alaska, then I'm down in Texas now. And have you ever heard of a thing called COVID-19? You've heard of it up here? Well, we had it down there. And I found out right before COVID hit that I had cancer. And they said, anything that's not essential, we're gonna clap. Did they do that up here? They closed down the hospitals. Okay, I had cancer, and they that's not essential. We're closing down the hospitals. So it had gone clear down into my lungs, and then when they found out, well, that's not as big a thing as they thought it was. They was trying to make it to be. They opened the hospitals back up. I had a couple operations. I had a couple radiation treatments and stuff, and now it had went down into my lungs, and now they said it's in remission, but they said it'll pop back at any time. But anyway, I want to say, God, I want to serve you faithfully. And so after that. I said, I want to do a million John and Romans before it's time to go home to be with the Lord. God, if you... So I took my money and invested in some machines that will... I mean, it'll staple them. Just like that. I mean, it's amazing. It'll staple them really fast. So as fast as I can put them on there like that, it'll staple them. And sometimes I put somebody... You staple... I'll put every other one there. You know, and we're, anyway, praise the Lord, I've made it to a million. We've got a million of them out to go into the mission field. So praise the Lord for that. But another illustration I want to tell you. I started to go to Bible college back you remember the Vietnam War? I started going to Bible college, and when I went to Bible college, I got drafted. And I had to go during the Vietnam War, I had to go to the Army, and I spent my time in the Army. And then after I got out, then I went back to Bible college. But after I went to Bible college, Vietnam fell. You remember the story? Vietnam fell, and a lot of the people, the boat people, left Vietnam in little fishing boats trying to cross the ocean because they know the communism was just going to kill them if they didn't go along with the communism. So let's get out. So our ships picked them up, our Navy and merchant ships picked them up, and they brought them here to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. While I was in Bible college, I got permission from the government, if you believe that, I got permission from the government to go down and preach the gospel to the people in Fort Chaffee, and I would preach an hour a day for 5 days. Now, I doubt if their government would let me do that today, but they let me to go, but at the time, they had them all in a big room like this here. They would let me come in and preach the gospel. I was explaining the gospel through object lessons, through different things, the way of salvation. And then my time was up. They'd usher me off. I couldn't give an invitation or couldn't do any personal work with them. And I met a young man that was Oriental, and I asked him just last year, what's your family heritage? He says, from Vietnam. He was Vietnamese. I said, is that right? Of course, he was only about 18 years old, so I said, have you ever heard of the boat people? He said, yes, my dad was one of the boat people. I said, is that right? I said, was he in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas? He said, yeah, he was in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas. And I explained to him that I went down there and preached the gospel to them back when I was 25 years old. I was preaching the gospel to them. And he said, my dad, remember that? He said that was the first time he had ever heard the gospel. And when his dad, it was before he was finished down there. So when he got finished, his dad came to pick him up. And I said, you remember that time? He remembered it. Oh, boy, both of us had tears in our eyes. We just hugged one another. Yeah, that was me preaching the gospel down there. That's close to, it was in 1975. So it was a long time ago, close to 50 years ago. So that's what, you know, preaching the gospel, it doesn't get old. It doesn't get old. And that's why, you know, I've really noticed, like I say, I was in my 30s when I was pastoring here. And I probably don't look like I'm in my 30s anymore. And I don't feel like it, like I'm in my 30s. But I'm still being faithful, still getting God's word out around the world. And so one of the missionaries said that there only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. We make your life count. Make your life count for eternal things. Make your life count for eternal things. Only one life, 'twill soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ. Now, the Bible says that our life is but a vapor. These cold mornings when you breathe and your vapor comes out, okay? We'll say this is a vapor. This is a lifetime, okay? It's 70. So that's 60, 70 years. Uh-oh. I'm on the other side. You know, my vapor is done, vanished. But I want to be faithful, getting God's word out around the world. Amen. Take a prayer card. I've got some prayer cards out there. Take some prayer cards, and would you pray with me that we'll be able to get God's word out around the world? Now they tell me that my director said that I'm, you know, supposed to be on deputation and trying to raise. He recommended $4,000 a month. Now, none of that comes to me. It goes into the Bibles and into transportation, getting the Bibles delivered. $4,000 a month, I think I'm right at about $400 a month to because every time somebody gives me a gift, I say, no, we'll put it in Bibles. Because I'm through the seizures that I'm having, I used to have, I'm a disabled veteran. So the veteran, I'm living on what the veteran gives me from the time when I was in. So the money doesn't come to me. It might just go through my hands, but on to get God's word out. So if God would lay it on your heart to give, that'd be great. It's going to go to the word of God. Let me see. Does anybody have any questions concerning what I'm doing or the mission is the same mission that Grace Baptist Church does. It's called World Mission Bearing Precious Seed. Sam Martin and his wife grew up over Mount Orem. Her dad pastored Mount Orem. Sam was up there at Grace Baptist, and I was here. So we're still getting God's word out, and I thank the Lord that, you know, so many times I see people that after they're retired, they get all discouraged and depressed and say, oh, there's nothing I can do for the Lord. Well, I'm going to try as long as I... Matter of fact, whenever they I had the cancer and they gave me the radiation stuff, I couldn't even be around my wife. I had to be in solitary confinement. What I did in my bedroom, I took a bunch of the John and Romans. I spent, I'd work all day and night putting them together, and I had brought a stapler in there, so I was stapling them and stuff. So even though I was in, you know, solitary confinement, that I couldn't be out even around my wife because of the radiation treatments that I was taking, I was still getting God's word out. And it's very, very, very adamant that that I do it. So when I can't travel and do it anymore, I'm gonna sit there in my chair and try to put them together. That's my goal. I tell people I want to die with my boots on, just faithful until I can't go no more. This is my goal. Any questions? Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. They've stopped. I think the medicine. I mean, I was almost like a zombie because they were giving me so much, putting me on full feed, and just. I talked to the doctor and said, "Doctor, this the side effects are." And the doctor said, "We don't care about the side effects. If we can get you to stop having seizures, that's all I'm." I wanted the life. But so eventually I just weaned myself off that medicine, and the doctor finally gave his okay, because I told him, I said, and God has, I'm not having seizures. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But during the time in the Army, I don't know if it was Agent Orange or just what, but it was, I started having seizures. And so, any other questions? Yes, sir.
How many scriptures does Precious Seed put out a year?
Probably about 4 million. Is that about 4 million John and Romans? And yeah, that's World Mission Bearing Precious Seed, the one in Festus, Missouri. There's other ones that are called Bearing Precious Seed. This is World Mission Bearing Precious Seed. So we're not in competition. We're just, you know, all local church oriented. So we're, you know, the local church there in Festus, Missouri is doing it. And then I'm going up to the local church in Sweet Springs Baptist Church in Huntsville, Missouri. And they got their printing press. So they'll take the ones I've got now and they'll put covers on them and then exchange them to me for John and Romans. Probably I hope to get 100,000. Just The week before last, I took 100,000 of them down to Mexico to go. I mean, you say, well, we're not in favor of all the invasion across the border, but I'm not in favor of it either. But do I just sit back and say, well, I wish it hadn't happened? Or say, hey, we're a Christian nation. This is what, you know, and give out the gospel. What an opportunity. And we've been able to go through the camps they before they come across there. And everyone will take one. Yeah. Oh, American giving out something. And just have to claim the promise that God said his word will not return void. And we pray and that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened and understand the things of God. Yes. Yeah, we sent them to a lot of the open countries, but then the open countries like Thailand, we send them a million a year to Thailand, and from Thailand they can get them into other closed countries that are communist or like Burma, get them into Burma, get them into China, get them into other closed countries, Vietnam, or getting them into Vietnam. Matter of fact, the rest of the story is that fella that was from Vietnam, that was a boatman, he's going to help me get them into there. He sends containers over to Vietnam full of car parts. What they do, I don't know if you've ever seen it, they'll take a car and slice a car a foot long out of a car and put it on the side of a wall as a decoration. And they take and make things like for restaurants. And they'll take a car and cut it open and make it a booth for a restaurant. And he's shipping these parts over there. He said, we can put some pallets of the scripture inside there and put all the car parts on there, and they say, look, yeah, I just see car parts. And we can get them into Vietnam, which is a communist country now. And we can get them, we're getting them in